Well, a wolf was spotted on campus today at UBCO in Kelowna. Actually, three-year-old Flora was a special guest and was chaperoned by the owners of the Northern Lights Wolf Center in Golden. Fourth-year zoology student Anjali Betty arranged for the visit. And this morning, Anjali and Flora met with students to talk about wolf conservation. In an effort to boost caribou populations, the province is currently culling 180 wolves in the South Peace and South Selkirk regions. Now, that doesn't sit well with Anjali. So, what does it take to get a wolf on campus? Well, a lot of planning and lots of security. I was there when the wolf arrived at UBCO this morning.
I think we're good because we're not in between classes right now, which I thought we would be, so it'll probably be easier than I expected. Those of you who want to be, like, coming into the wolf program, just stand on this side of these guys, okay? Awesome. And then we'll tell you guys when you can start lining up.
Cool.
Awesome.
Hello, my name's Anjali. I'm a zoology student at UBCO campus. So I'm bringing a wolf into the campus to kind of talk to people about conservation issues, as well as to teach people that we have a voice and that we need to start voting and making a difference in our country. It's really depressing. 38.8% of youth ages 18 to 24 didn't actually vote in the last federal election. So I'm just trying to encourage university students especially that we need to start voting and having an opinion. Otherwise, our democracy isn't actually a democracy. It's not working for us.
So tell us a little bit about your concerns. I know this is in special regard to the wolf call, is it?
Yeah. Working at the Northern Lights Wildlife Wolf Center in Golden gave me a broad kind of perspective on what's happening with wolves in Canada. And the fact that this wolf call has kind of come through based on a management plan that seems to be based on somewhat inaccurate data or incomplete data, it's incredibly frustrating for me to see that our government is heading in towards an area of ignorance. And so that's kind of important to me, and getting that word out is also very important. So.
And when were you working there?
I was working there last summer. Actually, it was the only summer I've ever worked there. 4 months, and it completely changed my view on how I see politics and how I see other things.
Did it have a very dramatic effect? I mean, like, what? How did it change your opinions?
Well, to be honest, if you had asked me last year if I were involved in the political world, I probably wouldn't have been able to say much about it. I didn't really know too much about politics, but after working at the Wolf Center, I realized how much of our, like, economy, not only our economy, but our conservation, our wildlife, and everyone in the world, like, in Canada, is involved in government, and how important it is to start having a voice in these opinions and in these matters.
What's happening today? How did you get a wolf on campus? I feel like there would have been a lot of hoops to jump through.
Yeah, there were definitely a lot of hoops. Convincing security was took a long time, but we finally did it. Shelley and Casey have raised their wolves since they were about 9 days old, so they're very comfortable with people because they run a wolf center. They want these wolves to be comfortable with people. And the wolf that we're getting today, Flora, she is actually the ambassador wolf, so she gets to go to elementary schools and other things. So bringing her here was less of a problem because she's done things like this before. At least it was less of a problem for us. But obviously jumping through people being like, oh my gosh, it's a wolf. Everyone has these bad ideas that it's a big bad wolf on campus, or, like, you know,
yeah.
they don't believe that wolves are as friendly and as distressed as they actually are.
How old is Flora?
She is about 3 years old.
Three. And yeah. did she actually come today from Golden? Did they drive
down?
Yeah,
they just drove out this morning. I think they left around 7. We're actually just meeting up with them here in this truck. So.
I guess just what are you hoping that students get out of this when they come to your presentation today? What are you hoping they learn?
Well, I'm hoping that they come away feeling inspired. I want them to, like, actually be involved in voting. I want them to understand what's going on in their political world and to be inspired to start doing research on their own for these kinds of things. For bills coming out, for policies that are changing, just knowing their political parties that they have to vote for is important for them.
And how do you feel to know that there is a wolf call right now?
It's so depressing. Being, like, taking a couple conservation classes, knowing how
often this doesn't actually work. They did the BC, like they did the wolf cull in Alberta. They found it didn't work. So the fact that they're bringing it over into BC and trying it here makes no sense to me, given that they've already tried a similar approach in Alberta and it didn't actually go through. So
is there anything that you're doing to lobby the government right now? I mean, is there much you can do?
in all honesty, working at the Wolf Center is the best I can do. Doing this program and teaching people is so important. Education is the best thing we have, and that's kind of the importance that I find in it, as well as sending emails to your local premiers, even the Prime Minister, if you have that ability. And if you're not defeated by never getting answers, then it's okay that way. So just having a voice, telling people about these things. So
okay, well, the best of luck and have a good presentation.
Yeah, thank you so much. I actually had the most amazing opportunity of working in Golden this past summer at the Northern Lights Wildlife Wolf Center. So this is a little bit of what we do here. We give programs to people, teach them a little bit about the conservation.
Anjali Betty is a fourth-year zoology student at UBCO in Kelowna. Now, you can see pictures of flora of the Northern Light Wolf Center in Golden on our Facebook page. You can find that at facebook.com/CBC Radio West.